Before I get disappeared, my friends, I will tell you some of the really fun stuff that that no one will tell you, and the truth and the happiness and the joy that was actually going on in D.C. on the 6th. And I can tell you about some of the people I met on the way, because I talk to people everywhere. And part of it is I want to collect good people so that nobody's alone as we face hard times. So everywhere I go, I look for light in the eyes and I talk to people. So on the way there, one of the people I met was a Catholic mother of 9. One of her sons is a priest. I talked to her because I could tell she was kind of being very quiet in the airport. And I went over to her and we talked, and she held her rosary while we were talking. This is the kind of person who felt called to go to DC, and that's how she described it. And I said to her, well, you know, one of the comforting things is it seems like they had to speed things up because they were worried for how fast things were growing. And this woman said, just very matter-of-factly, she said, well, I don't think they can stop it. Okay. I met people everywhere. When I got to the gate, there were Marines and there were people from Florida and there were people coming in caravans and armadas from all over the country. When I got to the gate, I deliberately sat next to these guys because, you know, you scope out the crowd and you know you most of those people you are not safe to say anything to. So I deliberately went and sat by these guys, and they were very openly saying what they thought. And I thought, oh my God, we're all going to get hit. And instead, this woman had been kind of watching from the other direction, and I saw her out of the corner of my eye. And then within a couple of minutes, she came over to me and she was like, where are you from? Because I'm actually from right over there too. And my husband and I are here, and we just want to make sure that you have all of our contact info so no one's alone.